Welcome to the audio weblog of the Hackberry House of Chosun. Today, on fear, from 40,000 feet up. Emotion, that is, how I feel from moment to moment, is not a good guide for where our life should go. Take the disciples. They truly loved Jesus, or so it seemed. They certainly felt good about him. They listened to his words. They experienced his power. Became for 3 years attached to him. And so when Jesus talked of dying, they truly believed they were ready to die with him. That is, they felt they were ready. We often mix those words, believe and feel, as though they were the same. We have probably, similar to the disciples, convinced ourselves that we're in a totally bonded relationship with Christ and that anything he wants, we will do. But are we listening to what he wants? Yes, the disciples were so overcome by how they felt that they all claimed they'd die for Jesus, even in opposition to Jesus' clear statement to the contrary. No, you won't. You'll deny you even know me. Listen to Peter's self-assurance, a trait many of us will recognize as self-deception. Remember, he said, yes, those other guys, they're weaklings. I suspected it all along. But there's a reason you favored me with leadership of this bunch. Even if they all leave you, Peter said, I won't. No, Peter. Back off. Sit down. This won't work until Pentecost. Then you'll have your full of suffering for Jesus, your fill, but you're not ready now. Yes, Peter, there'll come a time when they'll take you to places you don't want to go. You'll be forced to stretch out your hand, as your master did, and die his death. But you're not ready now. Wait for the Spirit to do for you what you cannot do for yourself. I often believe, or as it feel, that the Christ in the Church of North Korea has called me to itself somehow. I've said to the Lord that I will go, but I haven't gone. I've stayed, and I've done what it's possible to do from this side of the world. Now, only the Spirit ordains times and seasons, but is it because of my utter lack of self-awareness, like Peter, that his time is not now? The writer of the Proverb 28 says that the wicked flee when no one pursues. So much of our fear to do his will is nonsensical. In the full light of heaven, it is all nonsensical. If we've been promised that we can never be separated from the love of Christ, why do we hesitate to do anything he asks? The righteous, that same wise one goes on, the righteous are as bold as a lion. Righteousness, right relatedness to Christ, is what gives boldness. There truly is no fear in love, says John. Perfect love casts out fear. And so love and righteousness knock fear down. Faith too. In the promise, I will never leave you or forsake you. This promise was given to Israel, it was given to Joshua, but the writer of Hebrews says it's ours too. We can laugh at fear from now on, said he glibly. Easy for me to laugh at your fear. Easy to criticize your stubbornness to get on with God's program for your life. Oh, how I need to deal with my own. For example, I'm writing this from an airplane, many thousands of feet in the air. Not too exceptional, you say. Except for the fact that for years I feared the very thought of entering an airplane. A bad experience on a night flight years ago made me earthbound until recently. But if I'm being called to be a part of the team that will give the good news to North Korea, if I'm to relate even to a people who must live in fear every day of their lives, and in hunger, and in want, surely facing this mostly irrational fear, is something that has to be done. God is gracious. In his time, he will finish the work. He's begun in me. My point today is that so often our emotions do not match up with the realities of our nature. In another, but a related context, Paul says, "What I want to do, I do not do." We often dream beyond our reach, but of course it's never beyond His. We want things that we cannot obtain by any fleshly means, but if they're His wants, they'll be obtained by His means. Oh, for more of Him. Oh, to know His will and not to flinch when He says, "It's time." Thank you for listening. If you'd like a written copy of what you've just heard, you can go to my homepage here at Sermon Audio. And from the main page, just type in Chosen or Hackberry at the top where it says Find. Click on the link that comes up and then click on Weblog. Also on that page, you'll be able to access all my written and audio Bible teachings and a lot more information about North Korea. Please pray with me that God would have His way in Chosun, that He'd have His way in your life too, and in mine. Amen. Amen.